Hidden Pictures of Jesus in the Tabernacle, The Golden Lampstand, Part 5. Very Deep Symbolism of the Holy Spirit, The Golden Lampstand, Tabernacle Series, Part 5. In the dark inner court of the tabernacle, the golden lampstand provided the only source of light. But this was no ordinary lamp. Its construction, position, and daily maintenance carry profound spiritual meaning. In Part 5 of his 3D walkthrough, Bible teacher Alan Parr unveils how the lampstand points to Jesus as the light of the world, the sevenfold ministry of the Holy Spirit, and the believer's responsibility to shine in a dark world. From bronze to gold, why the inner court was different. The holy place measured 30 feet long by 15 feet wide. Inside were no windows and no natural light. Unlike the bronze elements in the outer court, everything in the holy place was made of pure gold, representing the cost of deeper communion with God, Ex. 25-31:40. This room contained three pieces of furniture. South side, the golden lampstand, north side, the table of showbread, part 6, west side, the altar of incense, part 7, where the outer court was about conversion and cleansing, the inner court is about communion, oil, flame, and light, the lampstand's symbolism of the Spirit. Every morning and evening, the priest would fill seven lamps with pure olive oil, trim the wicks, to remove debris. Oil is a picture of the Holy Spirit. When filled with the Spirit, our lives shine light into darkness. The seven-branch design also parallels the sevenfold ministry of the Spirit. Found in Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. Without oil, there is no flame. Without the Spirit, there is no light. Jesus is the light of the world. The lampstand foreshadowed Jesus. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John chapter 8 verse 12. And even into eternity, the city has no need of sun or moon, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. Reverend 21:23. Jesus fulfills the role of divine illumination, past, present, and future. Trim the wicks, maintaining the flame. Dirt dims the light. Priests trimmed the wicks daily, and we must do the same. Do not quench the Spirit. 1 Thess. 5:19, be filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18. Just as candles burn dim when caked in soot, so our witness dims when clouded by unrepented sin, compromise, or neglect. Alan Parr notes, we can't live on yesterday's filling. We need the Holy Spirit today. Shine in a dark world. You are the lampstand now. Yes, Jesus is the light, but he also said you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Matt 5:14. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. Phil 2:15. The lampstand imagery carries forward into Revelation. The seven lampstands are the seven churches. Reverend 1:20. God's people are meant to shine as holy, Spirit-filled bearers of truth. That light exposes darkness and glorifies God. Takeaway: filled with the Spirit, burning bright. The golden lampstand reminds us. The Holy Spirit empowers our witness. Daily trimming, repentance, and renewal keeps the light strong. We are called to radiate Christ. In a dark world, without oil, the flame dies out. Without daily maintenance, the light grows dim. May we be golden lampstands, molded by God, fueled by His Spirit, and burning bright for Christ. Watch the full video. Alan Parr, The Golden Lampstand, Part 5. Coming next in the series. Part 6, The Table of Showbread. Episodes in the series. Part 1, The Tabernacle Tour Part 2, The Outer Gate Part 3, The Bronze Altar Part 4, The Bronze Laver Part 5, The Golden Lampstand Part 6, The Table of Showbread Part 7, The Altar of Incense Final, Ark of the Covenant.